By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyid al-Anbiya wal-Mursaleen. أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, welcome back to another morning of Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, each and every single day, we begin by listening to the beautiful verses of the glorious Quran. But if it was whilst the Quran is being recited, please try to give your full attention to the glorious Quran, to the recitation of the Quran. And subhanallah, anything else you may be doing, try to pause for a minute, sit down, give your full concentration towards the glorious Quran. And also now, subhanAllah, just the recitation of the Quran, it's so beautiful. Listen to it. Inshallah, it shall soothe you, it shall bring you happiness. And you shall enjoy it, inshallah, if you give your full attention to the glorious Quran. And also, do not forget the most important thing, that you shall be given reward. Yes, have your good intentions, make good intentions. And inshallah, you can be rewarded for listening to the Holy Quran. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
A'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim.
Main Allah ta'ala ki panah mein aata hoon, shaytan-e-mardood se.
Bismillahir rahmanir rahim.
اللہ کے نام سے شروع جو نہایت مہربان رحم والا.
اولئک الذین اشتروا الحیاۃ الدنیا بالآخرة فلا يخفف عنهم العذاب ولا هم ينصرون.
یہ ہیں وہ لوگ جنہوں نے آخرت کے بدلے دنیا کی زندگی مول لی, تو نہ ان پر سے عذاب ہلکا اور نہ ان کی مدد کی جائے.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ وَقَفَّيْنَا مِنْ بَعْدِهِ بِالرُّسُلِ وَآتَيْنَا عِيسَى ابْنَ مَرْيَمَ الْبَيِّنَاتِ وَأَيَّدْنَاهُ بِرُوحِ الْقُدُسِ.
اور بے شک ہم نے موسیٰ کو کتاب عطا کی اور اس کے بعد پے در پے رسول بھیجے, اور ہم نے عیسیٰ بن مریم کو کھلی نشانیاں عطا فرمائیں اور پاک روح سے اس کی مدد کی.
أفكلما جاءكم رسول بما لا تهوى أنفسكم استكبرتم ففريقا كذبتم وفريقا تقتلون.
تو کیا جب تمہارے پاس کوئی رسول وہ لے کر آئے جو تمہارے نفس کی خواہش نہیں تکبر کرتے ہو, تو ان یعنی انبیاء میں ایک گروہ کو تم جھٹلاتے اور ایک گروہ کو شہید کرتے ہو.
وقالوا قلوبنا غلف بل لعنهم الله بكفرهم فقليلا ما يؤمنون.
اور یہودی بولے ہمارے دلوں پر پردے پڑے ہیں, بلکہ اللہ نے ان پر لعنت کی ان کے کفر کے سبب, تو ان میں تھوڑے ایمان لاتے ہیں.
ولما جاءهم كتاب من عند الله مصدق لما معهم وكانوا من قبل يستفتحون على الذين كفروا فلما جاءهم ما عرفوا كفروا به فَلَعْنَتُ اللَّهِ عَلَى الْكَافِرِينَ.
اور جب ان کے پاس اللہ کی وہ کتاب یعنی قرآن آئی جو ان کے ساتھ والی کتاب یعنی توریت کی تصدیق فرماتی ہے, اور اس سے پہلے اس نبی کے وسیلے سے کافروں پر فتح مانگتے تھے, تو جب تشریف لایا ان کے پاس وہ جانا پہچانا اس سے منکر ہو بیٹھے تو اللہ کی لعنت منکروں پر۔
بئس ما اشتروا به انفسهم ان يكفروا بما انزل الله بغيا ان ينزل الله من فضله على من يشاء من عباده فباءوا بغضب على غضب وللكافرين عذاب مهين۔
کس برے مولوں انہوں نے اپنی جانوں کو خریدا کہ اللہ کے اتارے سے منکر ہوں اس کی جلن سے کہ اللہ اپنے فضل سے اپنے جس بندے پر چاہے وحی اتارے تو غضب پر غضب کے سزا وار ہوئے اور کافروں کے لیے ذلت کا عذاب ہے۔
صدق اللہ العظیم۔
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم۔ الحمدللہ عز و جل، بیوٹیفل ریسائٹیشن آف دی گلوریس قرآن۔ مائی ڈیئر ویورز آف دی چینل، آفٹر دی قرآن شریف، آفٹر ہیونگ لسن ٹو دی قرآن شریف، ایچ اینڈ ایوری سنگل مارننگ آن رائز اینڈ شائن وی موو ٹو دی بیوٹیفل نعت شریف آف دی گریٹسٹ آف مین کائنڈ، دی پیس آف اور ہارٹس اینڈ مائنڈز، رسول اللہ صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم۔ لیٹس موو ٹو آور نعت شریف۔ صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ تعالی علیہ وعلی آلہ وسلم۔
زمین و زمان تمہارے لیے، مکین و مکہ تمہارے لیے، چنین و چنا تمہارے لیے، چنین و چنا دہن میں زبا تمہارے لیے بدن میں گئے جان تمہارے لیے دہن میں زبا تمہارے لیے بدن میں گئے جان تمہارے لیے ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے آقا ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے اٹھے بھی وہاں تمہارے لیے ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے اٹھے بھی وہاں تمہارے لیے دہن میں زبا تمہارے لیے بدن میں جا تمہارے لیے شعور نات بھی غو اور زبان بھی حق ادا نہ کرے دہن میں زبا تمہارے لیے بدن میں گئے جان تمہارے لیے ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے ہم آئے یہاں تمہارے لیے اٹھے بھی وہاں تمہارے لیے اے وجہ کائنات وجہ تخلیق کائنات تیرے صدقے جانے جانا تیرے صدقے جانے جانا تیرے قربان جانے جانا تیرے قربان جانے جانا سیادت کل عمارت کل اصالت کل کل امامت کل سیادت کل عمارت کل اصالت کل امامت کل سیادت کل عمارت کل حکومت تجھ کو دیا نہ کسی کو ملے نہ کسی کو ملا کہ کلام مجید لکھا شاہ تیرے شہر و کلام و بقا کی قسم سر عرش پر گتے گزر دل فرش پر گتری کوئی شے نہیں وہ جو تجھ پہ آیا نہیں سالت کل امامت کل سیادت کل عمارت کل حکومت کل ولایت کل حکومت کل ولایت کل خدا کے یہاں تمہارے لیے صدقے جانے جانا تیرے صدقے جانے جانا تیرے قربان جانے جانا تیرے قربان جانے جانا سباؤ چلے کہ باغ پھلے وہ پھول کھلے باغ پھلے وہ پھول کھلے کہ دل ہو بھلے ارلی واگ
تمہارے لیے بج گئے تخلیق کائنات بج گئے تخلیق کائنات تیرے صدقے جان جانا تیرے صدقے جان جانا تیرے قربان جان جانا تیرے قربان
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Yes, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, you are watching Rise and Shine. Alhamdulillah, we have listened to the glorious Quran, the blessed Naat Sharif of Rasulullah صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. For those of you that have just joined us, you've only, well, I can't even say you've only, but we have listened to the Quran Sharif, the Naat Sharif of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, what is today's topic? What shall we be speaking about today? Inshallah, today we shall be hearing about hard-heartedness. And sometimes when I'm saying this, it seems a bit difficult. Sometimes I say hard-heartedness. You know, the words sometimes come out a little bit wrong, my dear viewers. But if I do so, please do forgive me. Now, nevertheless, today's topic is hard-heartedness, meaning when a person has a hard heart. Yes, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. A person, when he is engulfed, when he is completely drowned in sins, when a person has distanced himself from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's distanced himself from the love of the greatest of mankind, Rasulullah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. When there is no light, now remember the Quran is something which brings a person from darkness to light. It brings a person to light. It's light for the heart too. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, when a person has distanced himself from the glorious Quran, from the teachings of the glorious Quran, from the teachings of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, then what happens? Slowly, and yes, this does not happen immediately, it takes time, but slowly he remains heedless and his heart becomes hard. And when a person's heart is hard, then a person can do nearly anything, because a person loses all shame. And sadly, sometimes due to this, a person, not only he loses all shame, he becomes shameless, but it's possible, and many a time, a person loses his deen, he loses his religion. And for a non-Muslim, if their heart becomes hard, then they are blinded. You know, it forms as a barrier between themselves and their entrance into, or their embracing this religion. And this is something we have seen throughout history, even from the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam himself. Let's just take this example, the life of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now remember, the Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam was born amongst the Arabs, the Quraysh. His own family tribe was the Banu Hashim. And the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam lived around such people who would bury their own daughters. This may come as a shock for some of you, but yes, this is the reality. And it's not only that it took place then. You know, we found in the Indian subcontinent during other times, this is what would happen. This is what would happen. People would bury their daughters, but it was more amongst those tribes in Arabia where the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam had come towards. And then people, if a son was born, they would celebrate, they would be, you know, jovial, they would be extremely, extremely happy. But if a daughter was born, then they would be saddened. And this is very unfortunate, but this was the situation. They would become very, very sad, and they would wait for some time, and this was their tradition. Very, very bad tradition, very sad, just hearing this is so sad. Honestly, just listening, just saying this is so sad. That they would then dig a ditch, a hole, a grave, and they would ask the daughter to look within there, and they would push that daughter into the grave. And then they would pour the soil, the earth, above her. They would bury their own daughters alive. Why? Because they had a hard heart. Now, when they used to do this, my dear viewers, they didn't even consider it to be bad. One thing is to do a wrong action, but you feel remorse, or you even feel a little bad, or shouldn't have done that. This is somebody burying their own daughter. They would do this, and they wouldn't even have any sense of feeling. They wouldn't even feel bad. Oh, what have I just done? No, it would just be normal to them. Why is this? Now, this is the important part. When we're not per se just speaking about the action itself, the action is wrong. That's a separate matter. But when they performed such an action, what did they feel? They felt nothing. Why is this? Because their hearts were hardened. We need to question ourselves now. And now, undoubtedly, we don't even find this in this day and age. Or if we do, it may be a very, very rare case. Maybe a very, very rare case. But there are other sins we perform. Drinking alcohol, adultery, fornication, swearing, vulgar language, using vulgar language, striking others, hitting others, even murder. Murder. Disrespecting people, lying, backbiting, telltaling, and it continues on and on. Arrogance, pride, missing our salah, not fasting during the month of Ramadan. Now, all of these sins, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, all of these sins, whether it's something which is really, really bad, such as missing a fard like salah, or committing a great crime like murder, or whether it's something which is bad, but it's, you know, nothing compared to murder or something like this. For example, if you were to miss out a sunnah of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Now, the sunnahs of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, it's necessary, it's important for us to act upon. But if we were to miss it, you wouldn't say this person's a sinner, this person's a very, very bad person. From the dear viewers of Madani Channel, whatever it may be, whatever, whether it's murder, whether it's missing salah, whether it's drinking alcohol, or whether it's missing my two sunnah rakat of fajr, missing my two sunnahs of zuhr, you know, just missing out a sunnah of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The question here is not about the action itself, but how did you feel performing or committing the action? And this is what hard-heartedness is, my dear viewers. This is what hard-heartedness is. When a person, he performs, and inshallah azza wa jal, we shall speak about some things which lead to hard-heartedness, the effects of hard-heartedness, and inshallah azza wa jal, if we get the time, the solution also, inshallah azza wa jal. But my dear viewers, this is the question, that when you do perform any of these actions, how is it that you feel? Now, many a time, there will be a person who prays his salah. This is something you must understand about this. That there will be a person, he'll pray his salah. He won't perform anything major, which is bad. But he'll just do something little wrong. First, it may even be missing out his nafal. Now, people think, oh, we don't need to read nafal. We do, my dear viewers. We should read our nafal. It's part of the prayer. That's the reason it's part of a prayer. So, for example, Zuhr prayers, four sunnahs, four fards, two sunnahs, two nafal. We should pray these are mustahabbat. We should pray these nafal. Now, first, it may be a person commits no sins, he just misses those two nafil. You can't say anything bad to the person. Yes, it would have been better if he read it, but we can't say anything if he's missed it. So he just misses out those nafil. And then slowly he begins to miss out all the nafils from the prayer. And then what he begins to do is he begins to miss out the sunnahs. So now that's a bit, you know, there's a problem now, my dear viewers. And it's really bad if he completely begins to start missing his sunnahs. But let's just say slowly he does. So now it's a problem. And then what may happen is he misses a first prayer, meaning one of the obligatory actions. And he makes up for it, he does qaza. So subhanAllah, you know, it's sad he missed it, but he did qaza. But then he begins to miss it a few times. Yes, he still makes up for them. But then he misses so many, now it's becoming difficult for him to make up. And then he begins to become even lazy in making up for them. So now he's just missing the prayers. And then a time comes where he doesn't read no prayer at all. You know, there used to be a time, or maybe he'll read one or two a day. But this continues. He stops reading prayers altogether. Once in a blue moon, he'll read his Jummah Salah, you know, each and every single Friday. And then he'll even stop going to read his Jummah prayer. And when he distances himself from Salah, then there are other things he has also begun to adopt in his life. Things which he shouldn't have been doing. But, you know, maybe he had a beard and he begins to cut this off. Maybe he begins to become rude to other people. He has a bad company. So initially, my dear viewers, this person, when he possibly misses two nafil, he would maybe feel a bit bad. Oh, I should have read them. I'll read them next time. And then his sunnahs, he begins to miss. Oh, his prayer, he feels really bad. Oh, damn, I've missed my prayer. I need to go perform my qaza. I need to make up for my prayer. I need to do tawbah. I need to repent. But then a time comes where he misses his prayer and it's nothing, it's fine. You know, he don't feel nothing. He begins to swear, he begins to use this language. And I don't know if my dear viewers of Madinah Inshallah, if you've seen or heard somebody swear. Now you can tell whether this person, whether it's part of his language to swear. Really, you can tell. How can you tell? Some people may be thinking, how? Because a person who's never swore, when he first uses those words, they come out in a different tone compared to the rest of his speech. Whatever swear word he is using, it'll come out different. So you know that this person is not a person who generally swears, and now he's beginning to swear. But a person who's regularly swearing, you could tell from his tone that he regularly swears. So this is what happens, is first a person begins to swear and he feels a bit uncomfortable. But then as he continues to do it, it becomes normal. What is this, my dear viewers? Whenever we are performing sins, a mark is left on our heart. And when we continue and it continues to generate or to build or to make the heart, it makes the heart hard, my dear viewers. It makes your heart hard. I shouldn't be saying this with a smile, but it's just due to the language. But sadly, yes, it makes our heart hard. You know, it's covered, completely covered with black dots, with blackness. It becomes black and hard. And this is when we begin to lose any, you know, that even that remorse, that sadness which we may have generally felt upon committing a sin, we no longer begin to feel that. Why? Because now our heart is hard. Great companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam, amongst the greatest of companions. Yes, he was actually a scribe too. He would be one of those who would write the glorious Quran. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, a great companion of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This great personality, this great companion, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, it said that once he missed his Fajr Salah. He was sleeping, he was busy in the work, he was very, very fatigued. He missed his Fajr Salah. Now, the shaitan made him. Now, upon awaking and discovering, realizing that he has missed his Fajr Salah, he has missed his prayer, he is so remorseful, he is so saddened, he begins to cry and he begins to beg for forgiveness. You know, he does everything, he begs to be forgiven. He's very, very remorseful, he's crying, he's so sad that he has missed a prayer. And he said that the next day, this same person, this great companion of the Prophet ﷺ, Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, that the next day he is awoken for Fajr Salah. And he sees that there's somebody hiding. So he discovers that, you know, he's saying, who is this person? Who is this individual who is hiding? And he realizes it's the shaitan. And he's shocked. What is the shaitan doing here? And he is told that the day before, when he missed his prayer, missing his prayer was missing a farz, an obligation. But the way he repented, the remorse he felt, now remember, the best of people are those who perform repentance. At-ta'ibu min adh-dhanb kaman la dhanba lahu. A person who performs repentance, who repents, it's as if he has no sin. Kullu ibn adama khata'un wa khayru khata'in tawwabun, at-tawwabun. That all of the children of Hazrat Adam alayhi salatu wasalam are sinners. But the best amongst the sinners are those who repent. Hazrat Amir Muawiyah radiallahu ta'ala anhu, his great companion, this was his repentance. And the shaitan says that yesterday when you missed your Fajr Salah and you repented, but you repented in such a manner where you were given so much reward, where you were rewarded so much, and I do not wish for you to be rewarded for you to do such again. So for this reason, I thought it's better for you just to read your prayer than do what you did yesterday. The shaitan has made somebody do good, something good. Why? Because it's the lesser of the you could say there are two goods, you can say. When something's really good and something's of a lesser good, then the shaitan would prefer you to do the lesser good, because the shaitan wishes for you to gain less reward. So this is what the shaitan does. First, you may read your Fajr Salah, you may read your Sunnahs, you may read your Nafil. The shaitan will say, just okay, slowly just leave it. There's no harm in reading a nafil. Slowly leave it. There's no harm. In once in a while, in a blue moon, you've missed your sunnahs, but then you will generally do it. Okay, today miss it. Okay, today you're really tired. You can't wake up for Fajr Salah. You're going to have to do ablution. The water's cold at the moment. You know, it's really cold. You're going to become ill. The shaitan will feed all of these thoughts into your mind. And first it'll be the little things, and then it'll be the big things, and he will make you commit more and more wrongdoing, more and more sins, until the time has come where the shaitan has such control, he knows how to lure you, that everything he says, you become his servant, his slave. Everything he says, you will adopt, you will do. Why? Because slowly your heart has become hardened. Another shaitan has a chain around your neck. He has control over you. And this is what happens, my dear viewers. And then his ultimate goal, remember, is to take our faith, to take our iman. And people who were hard-hearted, even during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, in fact, there's a verse of the Quran, inshallah azza wa jal, then we shall move to our first segment of the day, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala states within the glorious Quran, ثُمَّ قَسَتْ قُلُوبُكُمْ مِنْ بَعْدِ ذَلِكَ فَهِيَ كَالْحِجَارَةِ أَوْ أَشَدُّ قَسْوَةِ. That, the translation from Qanzul Iman, then after it, your hearts hardened, so they are like rocks or even harder. And this is referring to those people who were during the time of Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, But Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam had showed them all of these miracles. Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, this great prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he showed them all these miracles. He showed his people so many miracles. The people had seen, had witnessed his miracles, but yet the people did not believe. They rejected Hazrat Musa alayhi salatu wasalam. Why? Because their hearts were hardened. Even during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, there were people like Abu Lahab, people like Abu Jahl. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu alaihi wasallam had been brought up in front of their eyes. They themselves had considered him to be sadiq, to considered him to be the most truthful person, the most trustworthy person, a respected, noble individual, young man. Everything they had seen was to perfection. But yet, when he claimed prophethood, their hearts were hard, my dear viewers. Abu Jahl had seen the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa alayhi wa sallam splitting the moon into two. The moon into two. But yet he never believed. These are the effects of having a hard heart. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, Alhamdulillah, Azzurrah, you are watching Rise and Shine. Yes, Rise and Shine. Something, inshallah, Azzurrah, to bring light to your hearts. Rise and shine each and every single morning, my dear viewers of Madani Channel. We have the Quranic recitation, the Naat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We have, you know, various topics. And then another important part of Rise and Shine is our daily reminder. We all require reminders. We all require reminders. Let's see what reminder we have for today. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, as-salatu was-salamu ala sayyidil mursaleen. Amma ba'd, fa'udhu billahi min ash-shaytwani rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, talking about unique actions of unique personalities. We mentioned regarding the unique action of the beloved Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam in a form of politeness. And today we talk about some of the unique actions of the Sahaba ikram alayhim wa ridwan. The unique action of the Sahaba was that they remained hungry and they lived their lives in this state. Sayyidina Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that I used to fall between the pulpit of the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala wasallam and the blessed house of Sayyidina Aisha Sadiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, due to severe hunger. Someone used to come and place their foot on my neck. He would regard me as insane, but I was completely sane. Extreme hunger caused this state. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala wasallam. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, the Sahaba ikram alayhim ridwan, they would collapse because of the state of staying hungry. And it's mentioned regarding Sayyidina Fadhil bin Ubayd radiallahu ta'ala has narrated that when the beloved and the blessed Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wasallam used to lead the jamaat, the congregation of salah, there were some companions alayhim ridwan who used to fall during salah because of severe hunger. These companions was the Ahl Sufa. The bandsmen used to consider them as insane. When the Holy Prophet sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam would finish his salah, he sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam used to turn towards them and say, if you knew what reward is store for you in the court of Allah azza wa jal, you would wish that your hunger and poverty would prolong even more. My dear Islam brothers and viewers of Madani Channel, this was the state of the Sahaba ikram alayhi wa sallam. But they would remain hungry. This was the unique action of this. They lived a life in such a way that they would spend days and nights in the state of hunger. Some of the companions and saints, rahimahumullah, would stay hungry for many continuous days. In regards to this Hujjatul Islam, Imam Muhammad bin Muhammad Ghazali rahmatullah alayh has stated that Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala would not eat anything for 6 days. Sayyidina Abdullah bin Zubair radiallahu ta'ala would not eat for 7 days. The student of Sayyidina Abdullah bin Abbas radiallahu ta'ala anhu, named Abu Jawza radiallahu ta'ala anhu, did not eat for 7 days. Sayyidina Ibrahim bin Adham rahmatullah alayhi and Sayyidina Sufyan al-Thawri rahmatullah alayhi would remain hungry for 3 days. All these blessed saints or rahimahumullah would gain health in walking in the path of the hereafter by means of hunger. So my dear Islam brothers, this was a unique action of the Sahaba Ikram, the unique action of the great awliya, Sayyidina Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani, Hazur Ghosi Azam, radiallahu ta'ala anhu, remained hungry, would not eat anything for a whole year. This was a great miracle of Hazur Baghdad Shaykh Abdul Qadir Jilani. So my dear Islam brothers, this is such a unique action proven from the lives of the Sahaba, the lives of the awliya, that they would remain hungry for many days. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the blessing of this unique action of theirs and bless us with halal sustenance and bless us with uniqueness in our actions also. My dear Islam brothers, continue to watch the Silsilas on Madani channel regarding unique actions and learn many of the unique ways of the pious people, rahimahullah. Ameen bijahin nabil ameen, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. My dear viewers of Madani channel, alhamdulillah, you are watching Rise and Shine. Now today we are speaking about heartedness, my dear viewers of Madani channel. Yes, something which is a cause for many things. Firstly, what are the signs of a person's heart becoming hard? What are the signs? And one sign mentioned is negligence. Negligence in acts of worship. That when a person, let's just say even if he does perform his worship, then he does not perform that worship with humility. There's no humility in that worship. He doesn't give it his full attention. But rather he performs it lazily. He doesn't show any, he doesn't give his full attention to his salah, you know, whether it's his fast or whatever it may be. And within the glorious Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned this as a sign of the hypocrites. Yes, those people who during the time of the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam, they outwardly they claim to be Muslims, but inwardly they were the enemies of the Muslims. Mazallah, they possessed enmity and hatred towards the Muslims, towards Islam, towards the Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alayhi wa sallam. And he said about such people, وَإِذَا قَوْمُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ قَوْمُوا كُسَالَى. And the translation from Kanzul Iman is, and when they stand up for prayer, وَإِذَا قَوْمُوا إِلَى الصَّلَاةِ, then قَوْمُوا كُسَالَى, they do it unwillingly. They're doing unwillingly. It's as if, you know, whilst praying your salah, you should try to enjoy it. And really, if you did try, you would enjoy it. You would actually enjoy it. So you should try to enjoy your salah. Try to, you know, lower your head. You're in the court of the creator of all the worlds. You are nothing. This is what you need to understand. You are nothing. You will be going down into sajda. Your head is on the floor. This is one of the greatness of the sajda itself, is that the most respected part of your body is no doubt your face, your head. Your feet are always on the floor. Your legs are a separate matter, your hands. But the highest part, the most noble part of your own body is your face and your head, my dear viewers. And that same head, before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you are taking it to the lowest of the low. You are taking it to the ground. In the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Why? Because you are praying to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is the most high. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most high. And you are, this is why you say in your prayer, Subhana Rabbiyal A'la. The glory be to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Almighty, the High. Yes, because you are at the lowest point on the ground, your face is on the ground, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala undoubtedly is the most high mighty views of Madani channel. This is your prayer, this is how you should read your prayer. And it's not, and this is what some people are doing. Some people are, what they do is they're just banging their head on the floor. They're going up and down. They're not performing sajda the way a sajda should be performed. Remember, sajda is something which is a fard, a necessity, a requirement of the prayer, my dear people. So, you know, one is that it's a requirement, but another is give your full attention. He said, you are the closest to your Lord when you are in sajda. And the Prophet ﷺ would spend so much time, he would prolong his sajdas. He would make them very, very long. Because that's when you are closest to your Lord. This is your private link, your private conversation to your Lord, to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the signs of a person who has a hard heart is when a person is negligent in worship. He doesn't pay his, he doesn't give his full attention to his worship. He doesn't do it wholeheartedly. He doesn't show any, you know, any love or any happiness, express any sort of acceptance where he truly himself desire to worship in the worship itself. No. He has none of this. This is one of the signs of a person who has a hard heart. So we need to think, when we go to the masjid, are we such that we enjoy being within the masjid? Or is it such that we rush out of the masjid? As soon as the salah is finished, then we wish to get home, as long as we're out of the masjid. Mazallah. Sadly, but this is the reality, yes. As long as we're out of the masjid, and then are we at peace, and then are we happy, then there's a problem. Because they said that the Muslim in the masjid is kasamak, is like a fish in water, filma. So when you are in the masjid, you should be comfortable. But the question is, are we comfortable? Or do we wish to be out of the masjid, like a bird in a cage, where the bird is in the cage and all it wishes for is that, if you've ever had a bird, a domestic bird, and you're to have this bird in a cage, and as soon as you are to open the door or whatever it may have been, whatever it is, the gate, whatever it is, then immediately what happens to the bird flies away. Is this your state when you are in the masjid? If you are, this is a sign of having a hard heart. Another is that when this person is advised, then this advice has no effect. And this is, in fact, my dear viewers, this is something which is so important. You possibly can, you know, it's very difficult to understand the importance of this. The reason being is, right now, it's not only your good deeds at risk. It's not only your good deeds at risk. It's not your life at risk. But rather, it's your iman at risk. When a person is, you know, he no longer is able to take another person's advice. Now, whoever that may be, this is another matter. Yes, we don't take everybody's advice. But those who are respectable, we should take their advice. But for some, a time comes when they cannot take other people's advice. My dear viewers, this is very, very problematic, no matter who you are. Now, sometimes it may be that you've become a knowledgeable person. You're very, very knowledgeable. You're very intelligent. So you would be thinking, you know, who are you to advise me? But there should be, for example, if your parents were to advise you, would you take that advice? If your friends were to advise you, would you take that advice? Even for a scholar, let's just say a person becomes very, very knowledgeable. Now remember, just having knowledge doesn't mean you are protected. Just you becoming a scholar, even a scholar of the deen, doesn't mean now you're completely protected, no. And this is the importance of a sheikh, of a peer. Because sometimes even people who have become scholars, meaning a scholar, what is a scholar? Scholar is a very, very knowledgeable person. So you can read books on end and continue to read and read and read, and you would have so much knowledge. You become one of the greatest, you know, one of the biggest, most knowledgeable people of your time. You can become such a knowledgeable person. But the shaitan is a man of experience, he's a person of experience. He can still lead you astray. And this is why we need a sheikh. This is why, my dear viewers, we need a sheikh. No matter how knowledgeable we become, there is still that chance that we could be led astray. There is still that chance that we could lose our iman. The prophets, for example, Hazrat Yusuf alayhi salatu wasalam, his last and final dua within the glorious Quran itself is, Ya Allah, when you give me death upon iman. This is what's important, my dear viewers. Having death upon iman. And when a person can no longer take advice, then not only is this life could be ruined, but also he could lose his iman. Person thinks, no, I'm more knowledgeable. What do you know? This is like this. This is one of the reasons why we need a sheikh, we need a spiritual guide. Where no matter what happens, no matter what we've become, in front of that sheikh, we are nothing. We are nothing. As long as the sheikh himself, now you must remember, this is like everything else, that the shuyukh themselves, as long as they are conforming to the Quran and the Sunnah, once any sheikh, once he is no longer conforming to the Quran and the Sunnah, then he is no longer considered a sheikh to us. But these are people of wisdom, these shuyukh, these are people of wisdom, those who are a proper sheikh. They have that lineage, they have that successorship which was given to them. And this goes back to Ghaus Pak Hazrat Abdul Qadir Jilani. So you must always be ready to take advice. I'm not saying become gullible, accept anything that anybody asks you, no. But if your parents were to advise you, it should be considered. You should think about it, you should weigh the options. If you had a elderly person giving you advice, if there was an imam giving you advice, if there was a friend of yours who's advising you, you're doing something wrong. You should be ready to listen to this advice, to ponder over this advice given to you. If you don't, it's a sign of having a hard heart. And may Allah Ta'ala forgive us all, protect us all from this, really. Ya Allah, please protect us all from this, because this is something which can lead us to lose our iman. My dear viewers, Alhamdulillah, Azza wa Jalla, each and every single day we have a daily hadith sharif. Let's see which hadith sharif we have for today. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Dear viewers of Rise and Shine, as evident from the glorious Quran, there is no way one can even begin to count the blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is something we are just incapable of doing so. But what is within our capability is to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for all these many blessings. And a great gesture of thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is using these blessings in the way they are meant to be used. Inshallah azza wa jal. In today's daily hadith, we will hear of two great invaluable blessings. The Messenger of Allah sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam said, there are two blessings which the people do not make the most of. What are those two blessings? As-siha wal-faraga. It is health and free time. Subhanallah, health and free time, indeed two great blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, dear viewers of Rise and Shine, shukr, thankfulness, appreciation will only begin when we use these two blessings in the way they are meant to be used. And we have been educated throughout the glorious Quran and by Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and the Salaf Salihin in how we should make the most of our time and health, which definitely is in the obedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So everyone can easily understand the fact that Allah ta'ala has given us time and health, and this time and health, it should serve a purpose. And that purpose is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Considering this, the question is, are we putting our good health and our free time to use accordingly? We should try contemplating and pondering over this question today, inshallah. As the saying goes, the only time we realize the true value of a gift is when we lose it. So dear viewers of Rise and Shine, let it not be that we only realize the value of these two things when it is close to depart away from us, when we are about to lose our time in this dunya, or we are about to become ill. After evaluating our time, we surely will come to realize of how much time we are wasting and how we could be putting that time to good use in accomplishing our purpose in this dunya. In the hereafter, the people of Jannah, they will regret. They will regret the free time they wasted in this world, which could have been spent in achieving a higher status, a higher position in Jannah. So let's try to make our time valuable. Every second that passes by shall never return. We must put this good time in use, primarily in the remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and in sending salawat upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So inshallah, we should try to make the gradual improvements in our lives. No doubt Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has favored us with health and leisure. Now we should at the minimum make dua in the court of Allah to allow us to embrace these blessings rightfully. Ameen bijahi nabil ameen. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah.
Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, that was our respected Abdullah Madani Sahib. Madhavi was the blessed daily hadith sharif from our respected Muballig, MashaAllah Azza wa Jal. Now today, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, we are speaking about hard-heartedness, some of the signs of having a hard heart, some of the reasons for having a hard heart. And another reason, now we mentioned a person not being able to take advice. This is a sign of a person having a hard heart. SubhanAllah. I think it was another is that a person indulges in useless speech. In useless speech. Now, immediately you'd be thinking, you sometimes you may even have a name in mind. You know, I feel sorry for such people if you do have a name in mind. But it's sad that, yes, you do find some people. In fact, it's not even some people. It's many people, and I'll tell you why. Because those probably names they have in mind, they probably do it a lot more. But 99% of the Muslims, and this is 99% of everybody around the world, they speak uselessly. They will talk so much when there's no need to talk. They will say things for which there is no need. I have a personal rule. I have a personal rule, my dear viewers, that if a person does not need to know, then there's no point in telling the person. This is one rule I try to keep. Alhamdulillah, it's something which I've found to be very, very good. It's something I've found to do me also really, really good. That if a person does not need to know something, then there's no point in telling them. The question is, does the person need to know, or do they not need to know? If they need to know, then tell them. If they don't need to know, then why tell them? This is one thing. This is in terms of telling things to people. But another is just generally useless speech where you're always talking. A person's, you know, you have some people, they've always got something to say about something. No, my dear viewers, it's better to stay quiet. Remember, rather than talking uselessly or saying something bad, it's better to remain silent. And rather than remaining silent, it's better to say something good. So whenever you have the opportunity to say something good, say it. Whenever you don't, think before whatever it is you're going to say, you say it, think before it. And if it's not good, then just remain silent. And sometimes you must remember that some things which you may think to be good, you know, it may be doubtful. Sometimes it may have a bad effect. Sometimes it may not be the time. So that's something which each and every single person himself has to judge. But my dear viewers, the important thing is useless speech. Don't talk too much. Some people really, they talk too much. Don't talk too much. It's better to stay quiet. It's better to stay quiet. And remember, it's talking is what leads to other things. It'll lead to backbiting. This is, as it's known, a cancer in our society. It's something which destroys a person's akhirah, really. Backbiting about others. My dear viewers, protect yourself from useless speech. And he said that the Messenger of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam states that, O people, do not engage in abundant conversations except the zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because to have abundant or many conversations, this causes hard-heartedness, and undoubtedly amongst people, that person is the furthest from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, whose heart is hard. Allahu Akbar. The person who is the furthest from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is who? A person whose heart is hard, my dear viewers. Let's listen to a kalam, and inshallah azza wa jal, then we shall return to our topic. Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad. Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Hazir hai tere darbar mein hum. Hazir hai tere darbar mein hum. Allah karam, Allah karam, Allah karam, Allah karam. Deti sada ye chashme nam, deti ga sada ye chashme nam. Allah karam, Allah karam, Allah karam, Allah karam. Haibat se gharik gardan kham gaye, har aankh nadamat se nam hai. Nadamat se nam hai, har chehre pe hai ashko se rakam. Har chehre pe hai ashko se rakam. Allah karam, Allah karam, Allah karam, Allah karam. Hazir hai tere حاضر ہے تیرے دربار میں ہم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم جن لوگوں پہ گئے انعام تیرا ان لوگوں میں لکھ دے نام میرا ان لوگوں میرا محشر میں میرا رہ جائے بھرم محشر میں میرا رہ جائے بھرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم حاضر ہے تیرے دربار میں ہم حاضر اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم ہر سال طلب فرما مجھ کو ہر سال یہ شہر دکھا مجھ کو ہر سال یہ شہر دکھا مجھ
کو ہر سال کرو میں طواف حرم ہر سال کرو میں طواف حرم
اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم
حاضر گئے تیرے دربار میں ہم حاضر گئے تیرے دربار میں ہم
اللہ
اسباب غون کو ایسے بہم اسباب غون کو ایسے بہم
اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم
حاضر گئے تیرے دربار میں ہم حاضر گئے تیرے دربار میں ہم
اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم
اس ورد میں عمر کٹے ساری ہونٹوں پہ سبھی ہی رہے جاری ہونٹوں پہ سبھی ہی رہے جاری اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم
اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم
حاضر گئے تیرے دربار میں ہم حاضر گئے تیرے دربار میں ہم
اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم
دیتی گے صدا یہ چشم نم دیتی گے صدا یہ چشم نم
اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم اللہ کرم
صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وسلم. Dear viewers of Madrasa Channel, Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, you are watching Rise and Shine. Now we were speaking about the signs of that person who has a hard heart. Person who has a hard heart and the things which cause a hard heart. And it said that another is laughing excessively. Laughing excessively. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, do not laugh excessively, because excessive laughter kills the heart, meaning it hardens the heart. And it said that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam has also stated that continue avoiding excessive laughter. Why? Because laughter ends the noor on the face. A noor which a person has on the face, laughter ends this. And one more, just to mention one more, subhanAllah, there's quite a few mentioned, but one which is very, very important is that eating, when a person eats to a full stomach, this leads to a hard heart. Why? Because we are all aware that as soon as we eat, we become tired, we become lazy, don't we? When you're doing so much work, let's just say you spend the entire work doing some work at home even, doing so much work at home, you know, nowadays there's lockdown, especially for those in the United Kingdom, and they're doing a lot of DIY, they're doing a lot of work at home, doing things themselves. And what happens, you've been doing so much work, And then it's time to eat. He can't wait to eat. And you fill your stomach. You know, even you see that food on the table, he can't stop himself. Many of us are like this. We can't stop ourselves, but we wish to eat everything. We put everything in our plate. And we fill our stomachs. And then what happens? I can't be bothered doing it now. I'll finish my work tomorrow. Why? It shows you become lazy. And the same is when it's possibly for salah. That you've eaten so much, you've become lazy, you cannot be bothered to read your prayer now. So it prevents you from performing worship. Or even performing worship properly. Even if you were to perform your prayer, you may have done it lazily. You know, again, without the full attention. So this is what happens when you eat to a full stomach, my dear viewers. So we should try to refrain, no matter how good our food is, we should try to refrain from eating too much, to filling our stomach completely where we cannot eat no more. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to do this. So my dear viewers of Madani channel, what are the harmful effects? You know, we've mentioned the things which lead to these things, but what are the effects of having a hard heart? I've mentioned some, in fact. One is that we could lose our iman. We can lose our iman. When a person has a hard heart, he can't take advice, he doesn't take no advice, he begins to perform wrong actions, he begins to perform more and more bad actions. So these are separate effects, is that a person begins to perform many, many more sins. He commits so many sins. He misses the things, the wajibat, the fara'id. He begins to miss his salah. He can't resist food. I don't know why we're talking about food again. He can't resist his food, and suddenly he'll end up missing a fast, sometimes a first fast. Allahu Akbar. So these are some of the effects of having a hard heart. As we said, losing iman. Another, my dear viewers, is that a person, he becomes deprived from worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So salah was one example. Another is the reciting the glorious Qur'an. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has told us within the glorious Qur'an, وَمَا خَلَقْتُ الْجِنَّ وَالْإِنسَ إِلَّا لِيَعْبُدُونَ. And the translation from Kanzul Iman is that, and I created the jinns and men only for them to worship me. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that we've been created to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what are we doing? We're doing everything other than worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're eating to our full, we cannot be bothered worshipping. We are so busy in other things, even if it be work. We're going to work, we are not worshipping. Now were we sent to the world to work? Or were we sent to worship? Now we were sent to worship, and work comes along with it. It aids us. Meaning in order to gain a livelihood, we do our work. But the reason for our work is not our life. The reason for our work is just to support us in practicing our deen. Now some people have made work a reason for work, meaning they will work to be able to gain a better job, to be able to gain a higher pay, to be able to gain other worldly things. We need to understand, what is it we are working for? Are we working for money? And generally, this is why we are working. This is why everybody works. We work for an income. I'm not saying there's anything. Well, in fact, it's good to have an income. We need an income. Everybody needs an income. But what is that income for? Was it for the income itself that you worked? Or was that income a key to something else? And we require that income to be able to maintain our own lives, to be able to maintain a family, to provide for our family, to put food on the table. SubhanAllah, something which comes to mind is a brother was saying that to his daughter is very, very young, and she says, why do you work so much? He says, I work to keep your bed warm. That's why your daddy works, to keep your bed warm. And one day she came to him and she said to him that, daddy, you said you always work to keep my bed warm, but my bed's cold. Allahu Akbar. My dear viewers, why are we working? Yes, to keep our children's bed warm, but why? For us to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ultimately, it's worship, isn't it? Acting upon the deen is worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And also to give our kids a good upbringing, a upbringing on the deen. To give them a good education. So even when we are working, we should have these intentions in mind. And if we have these intentions in mind, then our work itself shall be one full of reward. Now, my dear viewers of Madani Channel, let's listen to a short clip. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
Madani Channel, changing lives of millions of people around the world. The 100% Sharia compliant Islamic channel broadcasting around the globe, bringing educational and motivational programs around the clock, with over 400 staff working all hours to bring authentic Islamic knowledge to your screen. Madani Channel, available in English, Urdu, Bengali, and not forgetting Kids Madani Channel. For us to keep this propagational and dawah work continuing, we need your support. Please donate generously to your Madani Channel on the following account details.
Dawat Islami UK Madani Channel. Sort code 309773. Account number 4363456 0. IBAN GB67LOYD 309773436 3450. BIC LOYD GB21087.
Sallu ala al-habib. Sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam. MashaAllah, that was our tasawwur, Madani Sahib. My dear viewers of Madani Channel, please do contribute towards Dawat Islami. Sallu ala al-habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad, sallallahu ta'ala alihi wa ala alihi wa sallam.
By the grace of Allah, by the grace of Allah, even the darkest night will end, and the sun will rise and shine, and the sun will rise and shine.